Good day, Shell Point. I'm Garth Crundwell, Director of Spiritual Services. Congratulations to each and every one of you. You made it through another hurricane event. This was my first. Yes, Debbie blew by us earlier in the summer, and then Helene, but those events had been rain and wind events for us. This was my family's and my first hurricane event. I must say it was a bit unnerving. I think I spent too much time with the Wink weather team on Monday. But I learned something about myself and these type of natural events through many of you who were sheltering in the Larson during this time, around it on the floors, speaking with some of you, but mostly just observing your reactions and interactions, and you helped me. For the most part, you were calmly taking in the event. You didn't appear too concerned. Maybe it was because this was not your first rodeo, as they say. As I observed you and reflected upon my own reactions, I remembered something that I had heard or read last year. I'm not sure who said this or wrote it, but it's a significant truth to reflect on and live by. You can't always control what happens to you, but you can choose how you respond. I think that's the key. There are many things in life we have choices about. What TV programs to watch, which sports teams to root for, which restaurants to go to, who we want as friends. But the weather, we have no choice or control. So we experienced a hurricane here. My brother, who lives in northern Alberta in Canada, wrote the other day to say, "I'll bet you didn't load 5 sandbags for traction into your vehicle today in preparation for winter ice and snow driving." No, I didn't, thankfully. I guess we do have a choice in terms of the weather. We can choose to live someplace other than Florida, but then we have to deal with other things such as earthquakes, tornadoes, or blizzards. You can't always control what happens to you, but you can choose how to respond. There were a couple of men who found themselves in a bit of a pickle. They had been thrown in jail. They didn't plan for this to happen. It wasn't on their agenda for the day to be incarcerated, but it happened. But what's intriguing about these two men is that they didn't let their incarceration get the better of them. Instead, they took advantage of their circumstances to be a positive influence on the jailer and the rest of the inmates. I'm referring to the apostles Paul and Silas. In Acts chapter 16, we read of the account. "Once, when we were going to a place of prayer, we were met by a female slave who had a spirit, by which she predicted the future. She earned a great deal of money for her owners by fortune-telling. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, 'These men are servants of the Most High God, who are telling you the way to be saved.' She kept this up for many days. Finally, Paul became so annoyed that he turned around and said to the spirit, 'In the name of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her.' At that moment, the spirit left her." They were just going about their day on the way to a place of prayer when the unexpected happened. Well, perhaps unexpected to them, but it would seem that God had this in mind for them in order to accomplish his purposes, as we'll see later. Paul seems to have responded like many of us would. Tolerate for a while, but then get annoyed. It was a human reaction, right? But maybe he should have handled it differently. Maybe he shouldn't have cast out the demonic spirit. But he did. And as a result, the slave owners lost money and got angry. Paul and Silas suffered. We read further in verse 19. "When her owners realized that their hope of making money was gone, they seized Paul and Silas and dragged them into the marketplace to face the authorities. They brought them before the magistrates and said, 'These men are Jews and are throwing our city into an uproar by advocating customs unlawful for us Romans to accept or practice.' The crowd joined in the attack against Paul and Silas, and the magistrates ordered them to be stripped and beaten with rods. After they had been severely flogged, they were thrown into prison, and the jailer was commanded to guard them carefully. When he received these orders, he put them in the inner cell and fastened their feet in the stocks." Might have been some anti-Semitic behavior going on here, might have been an overreaction on the part of the owners. Certainly, the crowd was whipped into a frenzy because of the reaction of the slave owners, and Paul and Silas suffered the consequences of an angry mob, beatings, and then jail. Not the way they would have planned their day. Wouldn't have been their first choice, but God was directing these events. In the next verses, we see their reaction, and I wonder to myself, would I have reacted like they did? Or would I have been angry and bitter and cursing God, the emperor, Rome, and the jailer? And we read in verse 25, about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. The other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was such a violent earthquake that the foundations of the prison were shaken. At once, all the prison doors flew open, and everyone's chains came loose. And the jailer woke up, and when he saw the prison doors open, he drew his sword and was about to kill himself because he thought the prisoners had escaped. But Paul shouted, "Don't harm yourself. We're all here." Did you catch what Paul and Silas were doing? Not cursing, not angry, not bitter. No, they were praying and singing hymns to God. Wow. They couldn't control what happened to them, but they could choose how they responded. And they did. I had a conversation recently with a gentleman in the Larson. He was admitted right after the earthquake event, or the hurricane event. He was frustrated and unclear as to why he'd been taken to the Larson. I get that. But what he said next impressed me so much. "I'm frustrated. But when I get frustrated, I go to the Bible and I read and it calms my spirit." He made a choice, much like Paul and Silas, to deal with his emotions and circumstances by going to God for strength, courage, and solace. Hurricane-like events will come into all of our lives. They will be unexpected and unwelcomed. We won't always have a choice when or how they come, but we will have a choice how we respond to them. We can, like Job's wife exhorted Job to do, curse God and die. Or we can, like Paul and Silas, praise God and experience his blessing, his provision, and his presence in the midst of our circumstances. We don't always get to choose our circumstances, but we do get to choose how we respond in those circumstances.